Good afternoon, everybody. Waller ISD Shack. Welcome to our third meeting in February, second semester. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. I am Angie Davis, Chief of Schools Elementary, as your Shack facilitator. And with me, I have our Shack chairperson. I'll let her introduce herself.
Cassandra Posey.
Yes. As has become accustomed for the start of our meeting, I'm going to review the purpose of Shack with you all. The Shack, also known as the School Health Advisory Council, is a group of individuals, and that's us, representing various stakeholders or members of the community. The Shack is appointed by the school district to provide guidance on school health programming and its impact on student health and learning. And within your agenda, which you all should have received through email, I have included EHAA Legal and EHAA Local in our agenda for those of you who'd like to read through a more detailed version of our purpose through board policy. But it's our third meeting, and so I think
we know what we're doing now.
So when we started our year, we looked at the final presentations by, and this is a little update from last year, by Crime Stoppers in Waller County in regards to the abuse prevention work that the Shack did last year. And I'm so proud of us and the work that we did. Currently, right now, the next step is we are working with Waller High School and Crime Stoppers in Waller County to schedule that presentation with Waller High School this spring. And so I will share that with you as more comes of that, but they are ready to get rolling with that in the spring. So thank you all for all your hard work on that last year. As a reminder, with that work, parents are going to be given the opportunity to opt in only. So with abuse prevention for the high school, parents will be given the option to opt in only. And now, Cassandra?
Yeah. Hey, guys. So what we are going to be focusing on next comes from EHAA Legal, and it's regarding, you know, the opioid addiction and all of that. And we went through that in our last meeting. And so the basics are, is it appropriate for the grade level? Is the curriculum appropriate? Is there instruction regarding the dangers of opioids, including other things that are in there? So addiction, abuse, synthetic opioids, fentanyl, and then methods of administering an opioid antagonist.
All right. Go ahead and unmute your microphone.
Yeah, we will.
Start talking.
Now start talking?
So did they not hear anything?
Nothing. She said no.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's give you a wrap up. Here we are. Things are going well. We're doing a great job. The high school is talking with Crime Stoppers and Waller County Sheriff to see when they are going to administer the plans that we already approved last time, and they should be doing that in the spring, and then we will get more information about that moving forward. Next, our charge is the opioid addiction, and it is for 6th through 12th grade is what is required by law. And we actually met one technical meeting ago, whenever we kind of went through that presentation, and then a bunch of us met last month to kind of deep dive into some of those things. And when we did that, we felt that the Tucker Project, the Stanford data, and the DEA website met all the criteria that was really necessary. And so if you haven't had a chance to go back and look at all of the information that was presented, you're more than welcome to, but I would be focusing in on these three to kind of see what their suitability is for our students, their age, their grade, and then additionally, what kind of resources are available for parents.
Yeah, so just to say that one more time. So in January, through the work session, the Shack came together and looked at everything that was presented that was out of district resources that were from TEA. And as Ms. Posey said, that they focused in on those three, because I know there's a lot there. So that's something that they wanted to highlight after meeting together personally in January. So next up, we have our Waller ISD coordinator, pre-K through 12 social studies, and she is going to present in-district resources on fentanyl addiction and abuse district resources. So, Kim Seeley.
Okay, so you should all be able to see this. We are going to cover the CATCH curriculum that we have for K through 8. The second slide just shows the law, that you all have seen before, and your duties. You are supposed to go through the curriculum and look for age-appropriate curriculum. So we're looking at grades 6 through 8, and then I will, and all, just so you know, you will get this presentation. All of you will get it, because within it there are going to be some links that you're going to need to go into. And so the CATCH curriculum, once again, you're doing 6-8, and this I'm probably going to need to do it like this so I can see. So once you get this, you're going to want to click open this TEKS tab. It's called a TEKS alignment sheet. CATCH does a very good job of going through their curriculum and telling you where to find it by TEK. And so this document is very detailed, and I am going to walk you through it. So with that, you're going to look at the CATCH curriculum. And when you look at it, you need this TEK sheet open. You're looking at 6-8, and I linked the law. So I've linked everything for you. And I'm also adding K2 and 3.5 in case you want to look at those. So when I go to that sheet again, you'll see there are tabs on the bottom. And K2 will have kinder, first and second grade TEKS for the alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. Tab 3.5 will have the TEKS for grades 3, 4, and 5, and then 6-8, which is what covers the law. You'll have 6, then 7 and 8 TEKS, and how and where you'll find them within the CATCH curriculum. So with that, I'm going to go through what the actual document is, because you're going to need to use this document to look at the curriculum. And so at the very bottom of this TEK sheet, and I'll go back in a minute and show you this, but there is a key, and the key is very important. And I'm going to show you what the key, how to use the key, and on additional slides. But on the very, like, if you go to 6-8, here's the sheet that you will have. You're going to scroll to the very bottom. You'll see it goes through 6, it goes through 7th and 8th. And the key is on the very bottom. So this key is directly from CATCH. So let me go back to, and if I'm going too fast, because I was a former high school teacher, so I go fast. I can't help it. I'm sorry. So this is what the sheet is, okay? And you'll notice that it is colored purple because CATCH colored all of the TEKS strand that are labeled alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs purple. And so I've only cut this document down to only be these TEKS. So just so you know, those three tabs, when you get it, will only be the TEKS that you need to look at for the health. The second part of the sheet is this paragraph. All TEKS have them. It's just an introduction of what, it's an overview of what should be covered within curriculum. The second thing, or the third thing of this that you need to know is the actual TEKS. So it's this column right here. And I have it's all square. It's got a red square around it. So it's the knowledge and skills column. It's where you'll find the knowledge and skills, and it's where you'll find the student expectations. So these are also known as the TEKS. So TEK 15, and I think this was sixth grade right here. TEK 15 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts to it. So number 15 is the knowledge and skill statements. Then A, B, C, and D are the actual student expectations the students are expected to do. So that's where you'll find the TEKS. The next column is where you'll find the TEKS in the lessons. So this column is where you'll find, like example 4.5 means unit 4, lesson 5. And you'll notice I have clipped the key that's pertinent to this. So unit 4 is what you're looking for. Unit 4 is substance misuse and prevention. So TEAK 15A is found in Unit 4, Lesson 5. TEAK 15B is found in Unit 4, Lesson 5. So all of the grade levels are actually addressed like this. The next one is the method, how it's taught. It's where you'll find the standard. It's how it's taught. So if it's, and you'll see I cut the key again and I put it out beside it. So if it's addressed and taught, it means it's within the CATCH curriculum fully in. Probably like a slideshow or something. If it's practiced, like right here, I think that was 15D about describe how substance misuse and addiction, alcohol, tobacco, vaping, drugs are included, including prescriptions, affect the body systems. That's a practiced activity. So that skill is applied through group activities if you look at the key. Then you look at the partial or potential alignment, and if you look at the key, it says that it is partially aligned, meaning part of the standard. However, minor changes in instructional practice could help fulfill completely. So next one is a column you do not need to look at all. So we've already adopted this curriculum, so that column means nothing to us today. So hopefully that makes sense. And what, like I said, you will get this.
Not this.
Right.
Portion.
Right.
Okay, the next slide is how to log in. And so once you get the actual slideshow, you can either click right here or you can type letsgo.catch.org and then, you know, press enter. And then your email and then your password. You're going to click sign in, and then there's the email and password. From there, you'll go to this home page. I have an account since I help with PE and health, so your name will say Waller. It will not have your name. And so it tells you to click on the health ed journeys. From there, you're going to click on health ed journeys 6 through 8. And you'll also see K2 and 3.5. So if you want to go back and look at what K2 and 3.5 have, you need to go back to this screen to click there. But like I said, we're going to go to 6.8. So we're going to 6.8. And then when you go to 6.8, you'll see that Unit 4, if you remember from the TEKS, that's all Unit 4. Grade 6 is substance misuse prevention. Grade 7-8 is also the same. So that's what you would click on. And I'll go to my account just to so that you can see it in live action too. And this is the list for all the sixth grade lessons. And that's seventh and eighth. Seventh and eighth are together, and then six is by itself. Their TEKS are a little bit different. So here's side by side, and I think my next one, I think I've actually circled them to where you can see differences. Oh, never mind, it's Tucker Crosswalk. So this document, it's also hyperlinked. CATCH did a very good job of hyperlinking where to find the law within Tucker's. This is a Tucker's Law PDF that CATCH has created for us. And when you get that document, and let me open it for you. This is what it will look like. There's a lot of hyperlinked things. So you can go directly to the unit from that hyperlink if you've already logged in. So if you've already logged in, it takes you directly there to Fentanyl Facts. And I had opened, and I had actually clicked wanting to go to Fentanyl Facts. And the same thing goes to the rest of the units and lessons on, it's a two-page document, and I found that pretty useful. So next slide, it just tells you, so the suicide prevention is right there, and then the fentanyl abuse is right there. So they did a good job with their chart, breaking down where the lessons are depending on the part of the law. And I've already told you that if you click on it, once you get it, it's hyperlinked, so it takes you directly to the CATCH curriculum. So the fentanyl facts, this is grade 6 and 7-8. The lesson titled Fentanyl Facts is going to cover three portions of the law: suicide prevention, prevention of the abuse and addiction of fentanyl, awareness of school, local school and community resources, and any process involved in assessing those resources. The ones I circled here are going to cover one portion of the law, and that's the health education that includes information about substance use and abuse, including youth substance use and abuse. So I'll go into my account in a minute, but all lessons are the same. There's an overview of the lesson, there's key objectives, there's the materials for the students, for the parents, there's a downloadable educator guide, there's always presentation and slides, handouts, key terms, and then I hyperlink the TEKS alignment sheet for you one more time in case you wanted to open it from this page. So I've hyperlinked that about three to four times throughout, just so that you can get to the TEKS pretty smoothly. So if you want to look at K2 and 3.5, there's the TEKS alignment sheet again. That's those two additional tabs that I showed you at the very beginning. You can either go to K2 and look, you can look at 3.5. If you want to go to K2, all you would do is click on K2. It will take you to those lessons, and same for 3.5. This is what K2 looks like. Notice K2, and they really don't have a lot of lessons, just two each. And then the health journey is number 4. 3.5, a little bit more. 3 and 4 are together, and then 5 is by itself because their TEKS are a little bit different too. So I'll just go to my account so you can see how I have too much open. Back to home. So I'm just going to sign out, and once you sign in, you'll do your password and username that I gave you. It's pretty user friendly once you are used to it. If you know where to go, this is not difficult. It's pretty easy. Then you go to Health Ed, and then you decide which of the three you want to go to, since 6.8 is what we're supposed to be looking for, but I know Ms. Davis said y'all might want to look at K2 and 3.5. And then from 6.8, wrong one. You're going to go down to Unit 4. Unit 4 for 6.8 is where you'll go to the lessons. And then if you want to look at the lessons, you actually click on them and you can start reading through them. And that's why you may want to have the TEKS open on a tab so you can go back and forth between them. That's what I would do, just so I can see what I'm looking at in each unit. So I would have this open plus the actual Catch curriculum so that you can go back and forth. Did I cover enough? Do you want me, any questions?
Does anyone have any questions for Kim after hearing her share our Catch resources?
I have a question.
Okay.
So you had mentioned that the TEKS that are being provided to us, I mean, obviously come from the state, but that those were the only ones being sectioned out. Is it safe to say that Catch goes above and beyond whatever the TEKS allocate?
So the document they sent me was a complete document. It was full of all of the TEKS. And since you weren't looking at that curriculum, I cut it down to only what you were looking at.
Okay.
So it covers everything. But
right.
We're only
does
covering.
Does it cover more than everything, I guess, is my question. So if the TEKS say, you know, talks about Barney, talks about Baby Bop, talks about something else, is it then giving us Barney, Baby Bop, Fred Flintstone, algebraic equations, something like, is it going beyond those basics?
I don't think it really is. It's only covering what the state of Texas says it's going to cover it with
the
teaks.
The things you cut out are different teaks, not the teaks that we're supposed to analyze.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She didn't cut out other substance abuse information. She cut out other information that's in CATCH that isn't what's reviewed by SHAP.
Yeah.
Well, technically, it's our responsibility to review it all. Anything that can be presented to the students is mm-hmm. for our review. So technically, all material is up for the SHAC to review. Now, the law, right, says you have to hit mm-hmm. these things.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that that's the only thing that has to be covered. That's why I'm asking.
So I can pull up that document so that you can see. So, like, physical health and hygiene. So it's all the strands are color coded.
Right.
So physical health. So all K2, 3, 5, 6, 8, physical
yes,
health. Does that make sense?
No,
is this what you're wanting to know?
No, it's okay. not. I think that maybe I'm not necessarily explaining myself correctly.
That's what I thought you were, yeah.
I am very familiar with all of this. But I guess what I would say is to the SHAC committee, our charge is to, one, make sure that we meet all these teaks. So just because it says that it does meet it, doesn't necessarily mean, one, that it does. You know, that's the good faith effort, is that it will, of course. But then it may not mean that it meets it as far as suitability for age and grade.
Well, and I think too, following this meeting, this presentation is going to be shared, and that is the charge of the SHAC,
right.
is to dig into the teaks that CATCH is saying corresponds with, and we're going to be all given access to this part of the curriculum, and so to actually dig in and reflect on if that addresses it in the way that our community feels like it addresses it appropriately.
Right.
Matching that teak. And so we are going to get that opportunity, but starting with their analysis of the teaks and how they think they've met those in the curriculum is the starting point. And then the next piece for us is to look at that and to see if that answers that for us.
I do want to say, I think I get what you're saying. So this one column that says partial or potential alignment, if it's checked, it tells me it's not covered well.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
But that would be, you know, y'all going
up
through
to
it.
Us to determine.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I thought when I looked at it, when I started going through things. So it's that third
column.
Method. Yeah, so practice activity, the kids would be doing some sort of activity or group activity, and if it's addressed or taught, it's probably going to be in the slides. And there are slides. Because fentanyl should have some slides in there so that you can see. Investigative worksheet, Google Sheet, fentanyl, there's Google Sheets, there's the second one. Thank you. So you'll see that there are slides, and if it's, I think that's the column where a lot of the content is in the slides. Does that help? Does that clarify?
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Any other questions from the group that we missed? Okay, thank you so much, Kim, for sharing CATCH with us. So from here, I'm going to send an email today reviewing our December meeting. And if we think back to December, we reviewed out-of-district resources at that time. And we started there because there are so many out-of-district resources that TEA brought forth. And so from there, now this next piece is the in-district resources that we have available to us. At this time, this portion is not something we are covering in Waller ISD because it is waiting on SHAC to look at it and offer a recommendation to the board for approval. So The charge for us is to continue looking at what we looked at in December, those out-of-district resources, and then that group did come together, was an opportunity to come together in January, and there was, as Ms. Posey mentioned earlier, to vet some of those, and I'll have her reshare some of that work in just a second, so that some of you who are wanting to go back or haven't had a chance to go back and look at those out-of-district resources, there's so many, you might want to just fine-tune your search in those to what that group found to be the most impactful. And then I'm also going to share Kim's slides and all of the materials and access to the CATCH curriculum so that we can look at the in-district resources. Also included in that email is going to be an invite for an in-person meeting on March the 20th. At that meeting, our SHAC is going to come together and vet everything that we've looked at this year and make a determination on grade level appropriateness and resources that we want to recommend to the board in May, April or May, based on our work. So that meeting is an important one because it will be face to face, and it's our opportunity as a SHAC to come together and go through everything and then make those final determinations on what we want to recommend to the board. So you will get that invite as well. And then we'll come back to our final meeting in April. And for everyone who wasn't able to attend that in-person meeting, we'll review our final recommendation and then ultimately take it following that April 1st meeting to the board in hopefully at the April board meeting, but it could be May as well, depending upon if we're at a place where we're ready to share a recommendation with them. Do you want to
If you are looking at the out-of-district resources that will be shared again, we kind of narrowed it down to the DEA website, the Stanford presentation, and the Tucker's project, and which we're still working on getting a little more information for, but those, I would say, there are so many slides with those three. If you would narrow it down and really start digging into those, that would be best. And then, like Angie said, she's going to email out these resources, and then it's going to be prudent that you look specifically at 6 through 8.
And I'm going to, those three that the group really recommended, I'm going to include the names of those three as well in case you didn't get to write those down. And I do want to echo that as well. Our charge is 6 through 8. Our charge is 6 through 8. I did ask Kim to share with us what is available in the lower grades, just in case SHAC determined there's something that we want to make sure is addressed in the lower grades. But our legal charge is to provide recommend a recommendation or guidance on 6 through 8 for in this manner.
My words got stuck.
With the fentanyl and opioids.
I know, fentanyl and opioids crisis. Are big words. So any other questions? And I know it's a lot and we're getting nearing the end. And so it's getting kind of exciting because we're getting to the point where we're going to make recommendations. And so, but there's a lot there. And so we know that. So if you need assistance or have any questions, I am always available. So you can reach out to me by email or phone. And so I'm just so thankful to have you all as part of this work. It's really, really important work for our students in our district to make sure that we have curriculum that our community finds is appropriate for our students, preventative in this way. So thank you for your time on this charge. So that's the end of our meeting. Anything else from you?
Nope. Okay. See you all here. Hopefully March 20th.
Yeah, March 20th in person. And I will send out that invite so that we can come to our final, hopefully, recommendation. So, bye, everybody.